Mississippi Superstar Country, Kicks 96, just your buddy BMO in the morning, taking you all the way until 9 o'clock on this Thursday. If you're just joining us, Jenna Torres joining me here on the phone lines, talking about her new album. And it's funny because when I got the singles and I got the album, you got to hear this cut, you got to hear that cut, you got to hear this cut. And I'm sitting there and I was laughing because when Purple Rain came out, everybody, Purple Rain, Let's Go Crazy, you know, When Doves Cry, me, you know where I went?
Where?
The Beautiful Ones. I wanted to hear what wasn't hype. And when All Heart came out, I'm sitting there and I saw the list of everything that they were spotlighting. And I was looking at the singles. Tell me about the Rose of Jericho.
You're the first person to really ask me.
Because I love that song. The record's
only been out a week. I'm so curious what people's reaction to that song is going to be. Because that song was a purely inspired song in that I was kind of born with a fire in my spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I wanted to ask the question, well, really, does it really belong to me? Or where does it really come from?
Right.
And I looked at the reason why I am the way I am, which is I do believe that I've been kind of charged with taking the most powerful aspects of my femininity and owning them.
Mm-hmm.
and thanking for better or worse the people who had to suffer before me,
right,
to get me to where I am today.
Tell me what it was like to sit in on the Warner Chappelle.
When that door opened, I swear to God, I felt like I was walking into Oz. I mean, it was intense. I mean, the first time I showed up in Nashville after signing with Warner, I got off a plane, I walked into a room, the expectation was that we were going to have like quote unquote like hit song by like, you know, I don't know, 1-2 in the afternoon,
right,
you know, get to work, the whip is cracking, it's like, okay, what you got, let's hear it, what, you know, how good is it? And I mean, you know, here in New York, people, where it's kind of a every man for himself, people are really kind of more self-involved.
Right.
Having the experience where you walk in a room and you open up your heart and you share with another person, a complete stranger, right, often, you know, especially if you're doing it in the corporate world, it's like you don't get the chance. Like, you can sometimes meet for coffee beforehand, but a lot of times you just walk in a room, never met the person, and the goal is to, you know, basically
create magic.
And, you know, the beauty is that I did learn how to do it. I didn't, and maybe not as fast as I should have, but at this point in my life, I can walk in a room with a complete stranger and write a song. And it's one of the most exhilarating and magical things I will ever experience, because you never know what's going to come. And, you know, I learned a lot. The ropes were intense and I climbed them the best I could. And I had some great experiences and met some beautiful, amazing people. And it was a true blessing in my life. It changed everything.